A pickup advice community has been growing since the 1980s. Since the 1980s, a community has been growing that focuses on exchanging advice about picking up women. Everyone knows that in high school, some kids are popular while others struggle to fit in. Although things tend to improve with age, some people remain unable to attract attention from others, but it doesn't have to stay that way. Men, especially those who aren't naturally handsome, have always worked on perfecting the art of seduction. Not everyone is born with the looks of a movie star, so many rely on their charm to attract women. Take Casanova, for example, who won over countless women just with his charisma. In 1970, Eric Weber became one of the first to publicly discuss modern tactics for attracting women in his book How to Pick Up Girls. After that, the race began. Over the years, a large online community developed where men exchanged tips and tricks on how to be a successful pickup artist or PUA. This community grew rapidly, starting with over 3,000 posts and 2,500 pages of advice. It didn't stop there. The online world soon turned into in-person events, with respected gurus leading workshops to teach men how to apply these techniques in real life. If you can't attend a workshop, there are plenty of other resources to keep learning. Social tactics can be used to improve seduction. Hypnosis is a technique often used in the seduction community to attract women. With over 30 years of experience, the community has developed many methods, and one of the most well-known is hypnosis. Ross Jeffries, the founder of the Pickup Artist PUA movement, frequently used and taught this technique. Ross Jeffries is known for creating speed seduction, a method combining hypnosis and psychology. The core idea behind it is that emotions can be triggered by gestures and specific patterns of speech. This means a man can make a woman feel attracted to him just by talking to her. For example, Jeffries once showed the author how he could make a waitress recall the last time she felt attracted to someone by simply asking her to focus on the emotion. As he raised his hand, he made her associate that emotion with the movement. It worked, and Jeffries got her phone number. Other experts like Steve P. and Rasputin also use hypnosis for seduction. Steve P. became so skilled that he was paid to sleep with women by convincing them his hypnosis could make them orgasm on command or even make their breasts grow. Rasputin, on the other hand, used hypnosis to boost his confidence so much that women felt it was an honor to go home with him. Use social dynamics to attract women. Hypnosis isn't for everyone, so there are other methods to attract women, like using social dynamics. Canadian pickup artist Mystery mastered this technique by controlling social situations to make women fall for him. His approach is simple. Find, meet, attract, and close. FMAC. First, the pickup artist identifies a woman he likes. Then, he joins her group and presents himself as an alpha male, often by saying something memorable with a smile to grab everyone's attention. To make the woman interested, he ignores her or gives her subtle insults to make her insecure and want his attention. Meanwhile, he charms the group with jokes, becoming so popular that the woman sees him as the center of attention. Once he has her focus, he takes her away from the group, perhaps pretending to apologize for his earlier behavior. He entertains her until she shows interest, like squeezing his hand or asking for his number. To close, he casually asks if she wants to kiss. If she agrees, he seals the deal, and if not, he leaves with her number. The author studied many gurus before becoming one himself. When someone who has always struggled with women suddenly discovers an easy way to attract them, it can quickly become an obsession. This is exactly what happened. An individual became fixated on mastering every tip and trick from the pickup community, almost forgetting about everything else in life. Here's the story. After discovering the community, the individual signed up for a workshop run by Mystery. It costs $500 for 4 nights of pickup advice at different clubs in Los Angeles, with limo service included. This first experience was captivating. From then on, the goal was to meet every pickup artist and attend as many seminars and workshops as possible. After learning from all the experts, a personal routine was created. It includes an opening, showing value, building an emotional connection, and then a physical connection. Here's how it works. Opening. Get a woman's attention quickly, like asking her opinion on talking to an ex. Demonstrating value. Show you're interesting and energetic, maybe with a rune reading or a magic trick. Building an emotional connection. Listen to her and learn about her before moving to the next step, building a physical connection. Suggest going to your place or hers, maybe by asking for a ride home. Once there, keep talking until she's comfortable. Then, get closer, like complimenting her scent and smelling her neck. Before diving into these strategies, keep reading to learn more from the pickup community. The seduction community focused more on men than women. You might think a group of men trying to pick up women would focus on women, but the pickup community was all about men's egos. Men who need seminars to attract women usually aren't very social. Their tricks might help them meet women, but they didn't end up spending time with more women. Actually, the opposite happened. For example, Papa joined Project Hollywood hoping to have lots of women around, but he ended up living with 5 men. The author realized that the pickup lifestyle meant spending most of his time with other guys trying to pick up women. Another problem was that almost every man wanted to be the top guy. Each one wanted to be the main guru with followers to boost their egos. Each guru said his technique was the best, and this competition was tied to the pickup community becoming a big business. Over time, the community got worse. It started with trying to pick up women with some style, but things changed. People got so into the lifestyle that they dropped out of school and quit their jobs to focus on it full time. Violence and disrespect toward women became common. Pickups became more about getting drunk and fighting than about seduction. A pickup artist named Jlix shared stories about getting kicked out of clubs and blacking out from drinking. So, do you still want to join the pickup community? If you do, don't expect it to lead to real love. Next, we'll see why seduction techniques can't create real romance. Using routines to pick up women isn't effective long term. The tricks used by pooers might seem like magic for getting dates, but relying only on these techniques will lead to disappointment. Like all tricks, seduction is temporary, and when the excitement fades, don't be surprised if things fall apart. Every routine has its limits. Learning lines to build confidence and join social groups is fine, but there's a risk of repeating the same lines or sounding like another pooer, which can be awkward. For example, trying pickup lines in clubs on Sunset Boulevard often backfires because everyone has already heard them from others trained by Project Hollywood. But the bigger issue is that routines won't help in finding real love. They're fake, and people can sense that. Routines assume everyone will react the same way, but what about those special people who respond differently? The love of your life might get scared off by being treated like just another target. Almost losing a chance with Lisa, a truly special woman, showed how routines can backfire. Using these routines made everything seem insincere. After 2 years of using tricks and even getting Britney Spears' number, meeting someone who needed a different approach was eye-opening. To win Lisa over, it was necessary to be genuine and awkward again. And guess what? It worked. Key points. 1. The pickup advice community started in the 1980s, focusing on seduction tactics for men. 2. Techniques include opening lines, demonstrating value, building connections, and physical escalation. 3. Early pioneers like Eric Weber and Mystery popularized modern seduction methods. 4. Community growth led to real-world workshops and a competitive guru culture. 5. Over-reliance on routines can hinder genuine connections and long-term relationships. 6. The community faced criticism for promoting superficial interactions and disrespect. 7. Genuine connection, not tricks, is emphasized for meaningful relationships.